us with information. 95.1 Nigeria Info. Network.
Crossfire continues after this.
From your number one top news and sports station, this is the Morning Crossfire with Benny D. Live.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's read up some messages before the 7:25 mark comes around for the commercial break. But here's what we know from what you're thinking about quite a number of the headlines we've read out so far. Quite an interesting perspective many of you do provide. And let me take two calls and surely enough read up some more messages, okay? Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Femi Diamele. Once again, Abakar from Gwagwalada.
Good to have you on. Let's talk.
Congratulations to the business leader of Dangote Group of Companies. We thank you for believing in Nigeria. But you have to show human faith in providing goods and services. That is my emphasis. Because we congratulate him, but we are afraid of the fora of importation to any branch of manufacturing and production. We in Nigeria, we know our experience in terms of going into the sugar production, cement production, to tomato paste production. We hope you prove us wrong this time around.
Hmm.
And we want a policy that will produce hundreds of more Dangotes. Nigeria is bigger than a single person monopolizing consumable goods and services. That is my own case against the current policy. We want more of Dangotes, not just a single Dangotes.
All right. Thank you so much. Interesting submission. The power of monopoly can only be talked about not in mere times. Sometimes you don't intend to build a monopoly, but it then ends up that you're the only one that can survive in a market landscape that even the Nigerian government have not entered into in terms of building their own refineries and also refining the refineries to keep them working. And now he's done so. He joins the class, or is the leader of the class at this point in time. So, yes, Abubakar's fears are very much welcome. Many people have talked about that as well. There are many other factors that you will not be able to set with regards to the availability of fuel and how he intends to, you know, every of the petroleum products that would come out from there. But it's a reality we have to deal with. Will things be different? Will things play out different? Will there still be a combination of the likes of subsidy with Dangote refinery, with the refining that's been done abroad? Will all this factor play out one way or the other, or will they just cross each other out? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you on. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Chinedu from Gwalpa.
All right, welcome, Chinedu.
Family, I like my thoughts on what Abubakar said. My problem is that
It will save up to 7 trillion. That's the projection.
Okay. Then please tell me this. If Dangote refineries alone can save Nigeria 7 trillion, definitely our leaders know what they are doing. It's maybe to suffer all this, the process to suffer Nigeria. Because I can't see if Dangote refinery can save Nigeria up to 7 trillion, then how much will our refinery save for Nigeria if they put it in order? The four refineries Nigeria have, if they put it in order, definitely it will save money that will make Nigeria to grow, that will make Nigeria not to suffer for fuel, that will make Nigeria not to suffer for fuel subsidy. So they know that if they put that refinery in order, that money they are proposing is fuel subsidy will stop. So it's just unfortunate that the refinery alone can save Nigeria 7 trillion. If Nigeria government knows, why don't they put Nigeria refineries in order? That is my question.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. A very, very eloquent question, I would say. Okay, let's read up some messages. Good morning, family. Today's my daughter's birthday, Gloria. She is one today, plus one today. Help me celebrate her. May Almighty God give her long life and prosperity in Jesus' name. Johnson Eglua. Okay, thank you so much. God bless you. Happy birthday, Gloria. Uncle Family says hello to you. Okay? Good morning, Femi D. Buhari inaugurates Dangote refinery. What happened to our own refinery? Buhari should diverted all the borrowed money to repair a refinery. If you know, then you would understand, says St. Jude from Gogolada with regards to that. Hi, from the live, thank God the PEPC denied PDP and Labour live telecast, not in the indisciplined, unwielded social media world where every action would have been sensationalized and dramatized. The party of the SILKs, okay, I don't know what that is, by both parties are enough to defend their interests. Okay. Still can't know what, I still don't know what that is. Coupled with the fourth realm of the estate, Banky and Utako, I know the fourth realm of the estate is journalist, but what is the SLKS? Somebody help me. I have lost, in the middle of this thing, they have lost me. Help me. They have carried me in good corner, I don't know. Okay. Ayo from Etama says, good morning, Femidi. You're doing a great job. Authority means perseverance or endurance in Yoruba. Great. Thank you. Here we go. Femidi, authority simply means perseverance. Oludade Abiodun also did write that in. And you also said, you salute Salasi, Mr. Oshalifo, for the objectivity of what Nigeria wants from Tinubu's administration is nothing but good governance, and I know Olodumare will see him too. Oludade Abiodun did write that in. I've got more many messages to read from, and also some very interesting moments in the news. Oh, you need to listen to them. I'll be back after now.
Talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk a Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. This is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D Live.
Your number one talk news and sports station. This is the Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live.
Oh, welcome back to the show this very morning. I have received help, and I'm glad to say it. I was asking people what silk means, and yes, the answers have come in from different places. Admin Tony in Abuja says, for me, silk means SAM, senior advocates. Okay, another message says, silk means senior advocate is Nigerian. Okay, all right, well, that's a good one. I for a moment thought maybe it was something from the Gen Z or millennial language that I missed out on. Okay, silk means senior advocate. Okay, that's good. Family, all right, well, thanks. I think we're clear now. Silk also means lawyer. No, great. That's another message. Thank you all for all your messages. I like to also be educated, and I'm glad you guys have taken our time to share with me this morning. I've loved it from Karu says, family, the reality is that the government cannot maintain refineries. At the earliest, they were sold. The best, otherwise, it will always be a conduit pipe for corruption in Nigeria. Good morning, family. On Dangote Refinery, this government will change the slogan, should be ashamed of its failure. Yes, Obasanjo, Goodluck, and Yarada also failed to repair or build a new one. But one of the main reasons to vote APC is to do it. Family, good morning to you. My name remains Audion from Area 11. Our Supreme Court can't show the proceedings of the judgment because it's analog court. They don't want the world to see that they're still writing manually. Shame on them. No, I don't think there's a reason to be ashamed or anything at all. They still write, they still document, and the people who computerize and digitalize a good number of the proceedings, but there may be good reasons. And one of the reasons I'm also skeptical about, I'm not saying it's not a good idea, I would love to watch this. I'm one of those people that enjoyed watching Okuta Panel. I spent days and days and days watching Okuta Panel. It was the biggest thing in our home. No other thing was bigger than it at the time Okuta Panel was on. But I will tell you this, and of course this is not a panel, this is now a court proceeding. But of course, the biggest fear around it is, will people start rumors? Will they say things accurately as it is said? Will they make names out of the judges and all kinds of things? You know, those are some of the fear that people may have. And it's with good reason. It's good with good reason. And it's not about the equipment that the court needs to have. Of course, there are TV stations that will be willing to take on the broadcast if it was permitted. But, well, let's see what the Supreme Court judges on its own in the matter that relates to it eventually. And what we would set it for, okay? Now, here's another message this morning. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Femi is my name. So, Buhari and other policymakers in this country know the benefit of refinery and could not help Nigerians with at least one. This further confirms the fact that our leaders don't have our interest of, or the interest of the masses at heart, and they are not patriotic, okay? That's damn message there. Femi, thanks for that. Ieseba from Uchako says, Dangote refinery inauguration. I hope it is not a dream of the Nigerian government to refine our oil there. Dangote refinery is for Dangote and his businesses, not for Nigeria. Nigeria's own refinery should also be inaugurated for Nigeria's purpose. Okay? Dangote knew what he wants to refine, not Nigeria oil for Nigerians. And Bright from Itako. Good morning from D and all listeners. Pa Andrew Ujimo from Suleja here. Presidency allies Buhari's achievement for 8 years. Let me remind presidency of the Buhari promises in 2015. One, fuel to sell for 45 naira to 45 naira 2 kobo to be equal to, okay. Wait, fuel to sell for 45 naira. Number two, naira to be equal to a dollar. Number three, to build one refinery each. 4. Employ 1 million youths yearly. 5. Defeat Boko Haram. 6. Rescue Chibok girls. 7. Feed school pupils. 8. Fulfill fuel subsidy. No fuel subsidy. 9. No borrowing. Which of these did he fulfill? Presidency, if Madras can't hold you accountable, God will thank you. Talking about things fulfilled, there's a new document, a publication done by the Nigerian government through its Presidential Communications Team, PCT, that was listed quite a number of major achievements done under President Muhammadu Buhari's administration in key sectors, from security, justice, economy, power, housing, infrastructure, among others. The document is 109 pages, by the way. It stresses on security. It talks about things like, 38 brand new aircraft have now been procured for the Air Forces since Buhari took over in 2015. It talks about the 35 helicopters, brand of helicopters under security. It talks about 400 new platforms for the Navy to go on to do their business. It talks about 20,000 new police officers recruited in two tranches of 10,000, batch by batch, and the third batch is going to go on to make that come to about 40,000 in no distant future. The document also talks about Infrastructure Corporation of Nigeria that was established by President Muhammadu Buhari in February 2021, with initial seed capital of 1 trillion naira provided by the Central Bank of Nigeria, the Nigerian Sovereign Investment Authority, and the African Finance Corporation. It talks about now Infracrop with 1 trillion equity seed fund. It has been able to mobilize additionally 14 trillion naira of debt capital to see how things would go. In Niger Delta, they talk about the takeover of the Nigerian Maritime University in Delta State. An approval for it was done by the NUC on January 2018, and the likes of that. But the PCT document was put together by the Senior Special Assistant of Media and Publicity, Garba Shehu, Director of Information at the State House, Abiodun Oladun Joye, and their special assistant on digital communications to the president, to Logun Lesi, among others. They also talk about COVID-19 in the document and the approach that they are taking on. They also put in Vice President Yemi Osinbajo's efforts as well. So these are things they talk about that was achieved during the administration of President Muhammadu Buhari, and essentially very certain that they're enough to get your attention. All right, well, that's that. Pierre from Abuji writes and he says, Nigerian leaders, you people are not ashamed. Why is Nigerian refinery? We have three abandoned, and they have been abandoned for years. Nigerian government can be very funny, knowing very well that if this refinery is viewed as government property, selling in high price will not be acceptable by for Nigerians by Dangote. Okay, Nigerians will have no choice. Pierre from Abuji is of that opinion on this subject as well. All right, well, these are some of the things York is said about, and I'm also listening to your viewpoints on many of them, and, well, weight all trails down to you. Hold on for a moment. Let's go on to the lead. What are some of the biggest moments in the news? Oh, you're about to find out. Many of them will leave you a little bit astonished about what they are really about. Stay close.
Great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Right, well, things are really getting interesting, if I would say. Well, the Enugu State Governor-elect is having a tough time. Well, his NYSC certificate is being considered fake. A comment about it being fake was made by Brigadier General Y.D. Ahmed, the NYSC DG. Take a listen to this yourself, okay? This is a little bit fairy, but something you would enjoy listening to.
This is Morning Crossfire.
The issue of the certificate you are talking about, I don't want to talk much about it. They came to NYC for verification. We said this certificate is not issued from us. I wonder why issue of racketeering will come off fair when you are talking about elite, somebody who is a graduate, somebody who is well enlightened. You obtain certificate from where? You don't know where you obtain certificate. You don't know how we issue our certificate. So you have problem with certificate. How? You can go and collect certificate on the street. You can go and collect certificate in your room. You don't go and collect certificate in the hotel. You should know better. Please, I don't want to talk much about this. The governor-elect is a lawyer. I am not a lawyer, but I know as a DG NYC, I'm aware, fully aware of this case. He came to me. I told him, I called my director's certification. Let me see your certificate. I was so frank and clear to him that this certificate is not from us. I'm showing you some few examples just to help him. But he chose to go to court and even to sue whoever that is suing. Well, as far as I'm concerned, NYC has not been sued. I'm yet to see any from court. I have not seen anything. All you are saying, or what all people are saying, I'm just hearing from outside. I have not received any court order. I have not seen anything. But I bet you, we don't tolerate anything certificate racketeering. If it is from any of our staff, we caught you, we hand you over to the law. Authority, the one.
Brigadier General.
Not from us.
Brigadier General. Maybe you should read this day newspaper. There's a story that says Enugu governor-elect Mbasu's NYSC demands $20 billion for alleged fraudulent misrepresentation of facts. Maybe you should read that so that maybe when it comes to your front, you'll be able to.
Do you see somebody on the pages of newspaper?
No, but it's reported based on the law.
You listen to newspaper and act on that one.
Yeah, maybe you'll get, once you get it, maybe you'll be able to respond.
So we are waiting
for Morning Crossfire.
Well, that was the interview that Brigadier General Y.D. Ahmed of the NYC did grant to Arise TV with regards to Enugu State Governor-elect suing them. Peter Mba talks about his NYC certificate and the standing around it, not being authentic enough to go through. And what's the implication of this, somebody would ask? It's very simple. If you submit fake documents, you would lose your elected position. Elected position or appointment, as the case may be. And that's exactly what played out in Kemi Adeosun, former Minister of Finance case. So this could really, really be something that will play out, not just dicey, but will lead down a path of unknown consequences. Now, another man who's in court, well, I wonder about the concept of being in court would have to be Alex Oti. Otiti, yeah? Okay. Is considering this a huge joke? Oh, yes, I tell you, it's a huge joke for him that there's a court judgment that says something about him not being the governor considerably. Take a listen to this.
This is Morning Call Fire.
I cannot end this speech without drawing our attention to a little storm in a teacup that happened in the last 2 days. We have been hearing the rumor, they are cooking something, they are paying money, and something was going to happen with it. Then Thursday, very late, I got information that there was a court judgment in Cannes, far away Cannes. Nullifying our election. And then going further to stop the inauguration. So we waited for the judgment to come, and then we got it in early hours of Friday. Going through it, there was really nothing in it, and that's what I thought. Particularly when you look at what you will now call it. Fine print, the small print, and that is the last clause of 9. That outsets everything they said that had to do with us. But then, the people who allegedly have been scammed of so much of our money went to the town and started publishing falsehood. Again, you would expect that the traditional media would read between the lines before going to town with that news. But unfortunately, they didn't. And that is why there was so much uproar. Until the judge had to come out to make a statement that he said or gave no such orders. A few people are still worried. You never know, you need to file for leave to appeal, stay of execution, and all that. Yes, my brothers are doing something, I will assure you. But I don't think it is something to worry about. The eternal vigilance is what is required when you have enemies around you. So I'd like to reassure you that the mandate that the other people give us is sacrosanct.
There you go. It describes the court verdict from Kanu against this governorship position to be as a huge joke. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know whether that would be, but already there are gaps identified in that court process. The person who filed the case is not even in a position to file a case when it comes to this kind of matters as well. Now, let me take you down another road. The man you know as Arabambi, right? I do hope I pronounced his name right. He's with the Labour Party, and, well, he's staring more than one could easily imagine than before. It describes Peter Obi as playing on people's intelligence. Why does he think so? Listen to this.
This is Morning Call Fire.
I don't know, the reason for him, but as far as I am concerned, we came third in that election behind the PDP. But today in that election, we are not challenging PDP. I came second. And that means we are saying that the vote allocated to PDP is correct in the eyes of the law. But the PDP that Obi is defending is now challenging the validity of the election that brought Akiwaju Ahmed Bola Tinubu into power. I mean, as a president-elect. PDP is saying, oh, I score the lawful majority vote. Labour Party is saying, no, the vote you have, we are not even challenging because it's in accordance with what we believe in. So that was why he excluded deliberately with Abure, excluded the People's Democratic Party after the shenanigans with them. He was now challenging the result of APC. So how on earth would you not cover it's shame for excluding PDP? Why must you not challenge the second person? You are challenging the first. So what is he trying to do? He tried to play a runoff between PDP and APC. As far as we are concerned, Obi is not doing anything in the election position. He's only trying to few people is intelligent. But both of us that he met in these politics, we are wiser. So for him to call any, like Doug we have said, anyone henceforth calling for examining of internal administration, treating fire and peaceful in Nigeria, threatening the peace of Nigeria, conducting themselves, in a manner that is likely to contribute to peace, they should be arrested. They are not members of the Labour Party. These are people I call obedient. So if Obi falls into that category, if Abure, the Sovereign National Chairman, falls into that category, that remains their name. But as we are concerned, every obedient, which I believe Obi must have learned a lesson, he must never be seen calling for an internal administration. Supposing it's the one that won, how will he feel if Akiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu and Atiku are calling for internalization? He will have said no, follow the due process. He must just not be approving and reprobating. He is in the tribunal with Labour Party. Fine.
The times are getting interesting. That's a man who's a Labour chieftain, or part of the Labour chieftain, or somehow, some way in Labour. This day and age, one doesn't know how things will play out eventually. Okay, but there's a Labour factional chairman that has emerged over the weekend again, and that talks around it. Okay, let me also share with you the Dangote refinery, the many versions of things that it will create and the opportunities it will lead to. The group owner of Dangote Group, Aliko Dangote, was speaking about the prospects and what this means at the event yesterday. Take a listen to his viewpoints on what it will do for Dangote Refinery and the opportunities it will create for Nigeria and Nigerians.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Let me now briefly touch on the immediate benefits of today's commissioning that will bring to our economy and our people. First, beyond the constant availability of a high quality fuel for our transportation sector, the refinery will also make available to our industries vital raw materials for a wide range of manufacturers in the plastics, pharmaceuticals, food, beverages, packaging, construction, and many other industries. Second, while the refinery operation and ancillary businesses will generate massive job opportunities, more absorptive capacity for labor in the hundreds of thousands. Third, once our plant is fully commissioned and it is on stream, we expect that at least 40% of the capacity will be available for export, and this will result in significant foreign exchange earnings into the country. Overall, we are committed to operate our plant in line with international best practice, recognizing the importance of protecting the environment. We have adopted stringent environmental health and safety policies to ensure that the refinery operates in a sustainable manner.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Oh, there you go, Aliko Dangote speaking on the Dangote refinery and the opportunities that will come alongside with it. Now, the Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, is it the Minister? No, it's not. It's the NNPC, Group MD now, NNPCL. I think that's the latest title. But Brother Kerry works closely with the NNPC as the top boss there. And he had a few things to say about why the Nigerian government cannot continue with the cost of subsidy payments. Take a listen to this.
This is Morning Crop Fire.
Exporting unprocessed crude to diminishing markets overseas. The external shocks in recent years from COVID-19 and the conflict in Europe are tangible reminders that energy is not just a business, but a vital component of national security. Reliable access to fairly priced energy is the key to domestic economic growth, job creation, sustained democracy, and a stable international order. As the world transits to cleaner sources of energy on account of climate change concerns, many developing countries across Africa and Asia are left to contend with energy poverty while managing the impact of climate change. Nigeria, Africa as a whole, produce a small amount of carbon emissions, but we profoundly suffer the consequences of the gathering climate emergency, flooding and droughts, sometimes simultaneously, tensions over land use, and the list is very long. And that's why the Dangote refinery, with the new deal that we have been building, supported by the Enabling Petroleum Act, will surely provide domestic security of supply in our country. There's no doubt about it. However, the lingering challenge of petroleum, not as the subsidies, is clearly getting out of the capacity of the state to bear, and the differentials that domestic refining will provide is insignificant and cannot compensate for the subsidies. And may I use this opportunity to say that, you know, it's very, very difficult to continue to bear subsidy bills in the excess of 400 billion naira every month. We are harnessing our resources to meet our own needs. The NNPC Limited equity holding in the gigantic asset is strategic as the supply of last resort to the Nigerian market. We will continue to work with investors to develop hydrocarbon assets using the most modern and innovative technologies to realize the potentials of our resources and power the transition towards clean energy in the decades ahead.
This is Morning Crop Fire.
Well, there you go. Mary Carey speaking about the days ahead. How will we build the future of Nigeria and refining and the likes of that? And what essentially things will play out to be. Well, while the Nigerian government speaks about the legacies it has achieved and listed them all up in a document with 119 pages, the BBC decided to do a report that they titled Nigeria's Muhammad Buhari Leaves Legacy of Kidnapping, Inflation and Debt. I'd like to read a good part of this report for you after the break. Stay with us right here on Nigeria Info 95.1. There's more to come right here on Morning Crossfire with 50 Live.
The Morning Crossfire continues after this.
The politics of our nation.
They have that right to protest. You know, there is no need to go there and start shooting.
The current affairs of our state.
Everywhere we have gone to, the dirt of Abuja is not on the surface.
All at your fingertips on your Let's Talk station.
95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1. 95.1.